Well, hello. What's up? Greetings and welcome to Side Hustle School. So glad you made it. My name is Chris Gillibo. I have the privilege and honor of bringing you a new story every day of somebody out there, perhaps someone like you, who's finding a way to create more freedom in their life. Now, freedom may come in the form of security, may come in the form of options, additional possibility, or it may just be some extra money. Because you know what? I think that's a good thing too. And I want you to be able to make more choices for your life, the choices that you want to make, whatever is important to you. So today's story, the form that that's going to take on today, is all about car seats and reselling car seats specifically. Now, I don't know about you, when I hear the phrase car seats, I tend to think of kids' car seats, which I think we talked about in one episode a while back, somebody who's making an alternative kids' car seat. But today, it's not kids' car seats. We're talking about the actual seats that go in cars, like the kinds that you and I would sit in. So when would you find yourself in need of a new seat for your car? The answer is when you're building your own car, of course. Now, I'll explain how this works because I had to learn a bit about it myself. There's this whole phenomenon of building kit cars, essentially making your own car, which sounds like something I should never attempt myself. I have zero interest in this because I can't fix anything. I mean, I can't even put together like a little IKEA end table. I don't mean like an IKEA desk. I mean like an end table that has like five parts. So personally, I cannot imagine it. But as I said, a whole community out there is doing it. And in today's story, you'll hear about a former software engineer who sees the potential in importing specialty car parts, specifically car seats. This little business is working out quite well for him. So here is a quick thank you to our sponsor. I really appreciate them allowing the show to be free to you. And then get ready to start your engines. Vroom! Tim Trampadoc is a self-proclaimed car and motorsports nut. So much so that 5 years ago, he decided to build his own kit car called a super light coupe. A kit car is an automobile sold as a set of parts that the buyer assembles into a fully functioning vehicle. These kits can vary widely in the amount of assembly required. Most kit cars these days are replicas of well-known and expensive classic cars, such as the Porsche 550 Spyder or the Lotus 7. Now, you could definitely say for this type of vehicle, some assembly is required. Quite a lot of assembly, in fact. Now, Tim has worked for the past decade as a product manager, but his background is in software engineering. He lives in San Francisco, and while putting together the parts for the car, he decided to import seats from a company in the UK called Tillet Racing Seats. Tim's coupe was limited on what model seats would fit, but Tillet seats were perfect. He also chose them because he knew somebody else who had successfully installed those seats in their car. But importing such an item from overseas can be difficult. The seats are bulky. They are car seats, after all. There can also be a long factory lead time of up to 14 weeks. So why not just buy from somewhere in the USA? Well, at the time, there was nobody in the country who stocked those seats. Tim knew if he could bring inventory stateside and have them ready to ship on a day or two's notice, there would be a demand for such a product. So he recognized this as an opportunity for his side hustle. He reached out to Tillet to ask about importing and selling the seats in the US. He started slowly. These are a big ticket item, and they're also not simple to store. You can't just keep a dozen car seats around your house. At least most of us can't. The pricing begins at around $900 each, and for some reason, most customers buy a pair. Not a lot of demand for just one car seat. He began by importing two pallets, or approximately 16 seats per shipment. He ran the business out of a rented storage unit, sold them through a basic online store, and used the profits to fund his own kit car project. At least at first, it was just a fun hobby with a monetary benefit. Now, you might think that international importing is difficult, and it can be, but Tim says it's not been a great challenge for him, and several things come together to make it work. It helps that Tim lives near all the business's critical locations. He lives near a major international airport, SFO, he lives near his storage unit, and the San Francisco UPS hub. Therefore, he can easily pick up the seats at the airport and take them to his storage unit to keep a stock. Whenever he has a customer order, he packs up the seats and takes them to UPS for shipment. Now, because Tim is importing larger, high-value shipments that arrive on pallets, he has to work with a customs broker. But that's not as complicated as you might think either. He says once you have one and they've cleared the first shipment, all future shipments just require an email request to clear them and then it's done. That's it. So Tim would pick up a shipment after work. He'd be wearing his business clothes, show up at the airport cargo terminal in his SUV pulling a U-Haul trailer. And in the beginning, he would sell 3 to 4 seats per month on average. As a part-time business, he generated around $40,000 in annual sales with an approximate 35% gross margin. Again, it was a great side hustle for a car enthusiast to earn some extra cash to fuel his own car hobby pursuits. But earlier this year, Tim decided to turn his side hustle into a full-time online auto racing parts and gear business. The opportunity with Tillet was getting bigger. It took more of his time. The business was showing real promise, and his enthusiasm for the industry made him want to try pursuing it more. The timing was also right for his family, since his wife was returning to work after giving birth to their son, and with her going back to her job, it meant they would have a steady income. As he has upgraded his website, Tim is now able to stock more products. He rented out a warehouse, went from storage unit to warehouse, and he also now sells to dealers as a distributor. He feels that this is the perfect fit for his varied skills. He had enough technical knowledge to learn how to build the website. He knows how to build a great user experience through his work in product management. As a software engineer, he's organized, which lends toward running an efficient warehouse. And last but not least, his knowledge and passion for motorsports allows him to provide excellent customer service in such a specialized market. You could say he's racing toward his own finish line. So there are a few different ways to start a reselling side hustle. If you're thinking like, I want to do something like this, I want to find something to buy and then resell it for a profit. Well, from time to time on the show, we look at the model of dropshipping, where the seller never holds any inventory at all. That seller just makes a website or otherwise lists products for sale on some kind of platform. And then when the buyer purchases, the seller just kind of passes their information on to the actual company making the shipment. Now, Tim's model is different because he's actually the importer himself. He's the one who is placing the order for these car seats from overseas, getting the whole logistics thing sorted out, stocking them in a warehouse that started as a rented storage unit, and then eventually shipping them out to buyers. So obviously this requires a lot more work, but it also has the potential to be more sustainable since he controls so many more of the variables. You might think like, why would I want to do it this way when I can just be a dropshipper? Well, it depends on what you're doing. You may just want to be a dropshipper. But as I said, something like this is probably going to be more sustainable because Tim is positioning himself as this market leader. And maybe someday a dropshipper will come along, but that person is not going to be able to have as good enough margin. That person may actually be reliant on Tim as opposed to the other way around. So pros and cons to everything, of course, more work here, more investment required, a lot more logistics. But if you can figure out the logistics, there's definitely a good profit margin. He's definitely providing something to a specialized market that seems to be recurring. People keep building these kit cars. And as he adds products, of course, he's only going to have more sales. So really fun story. Thank you so much, Tim, for allowing us to share this to our community. And listeners, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. Today's show notes, including links to Tim's website, Torqued, are at sidehustleschool.com/717. That's episode 717. Thanks so much. I'm going to be back again tomorrow bringing you another story and another one the day after that. I hope you'll keep listening. So much more is on the way. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.